This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And a lot to catch up on. You know, I hate that. You know, I wish I could just do the whole show and go right through it and not stop because there's so much I want to get to, so much I want to talk to, and I know that I just can't get to it. So anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I honestly do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you want to head up to my website, you go ahead, please do, because I tell you what, I want you to buy my books. I want you to buy, well, not books. I want you to buy, well, you can buy multiple books. Yeah, okay. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the years that you don't have to. If you go in there, you're going to find out that we're not as scary as they try to make you think we are. And I always love this because, frankly, they're the left, they label us like crazy. Bible thumpers. Well, what does that mean? And why do you let them get away with making that a negative connotation? Why can't that be something good? There are bad people, bad quote-unquote Bible thumpers. There's good Bible thumpers. Big difference. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I want to get some of these stories of love. So the Lake County Sheriff's Department came out with a video, only a couple of minutes long. And some people, this is great, and they're mostly, as you can imagine, they're on the left. But some people are screaming, it's like an ISIS video. And they are strong. They are saying, we're not going to put up with it anymore. We're pretty much, you know, done with you guys. And we're going to make you pay. I don't see a problem with this. And you don't... Well, and no, they're not cutting... I don't think they're cutting heads off. We'll find out. Hey, if it slows them down, whatever. Look, the left never screams out about the beheadings that are done by the... You never hear them. You never hear them screaming about those kind of atrocities. So, heck, maybe they're good with it. I don't know. But let's play this through, because I don't understand what they're upset about. I'm kind of confused. You know, we're dealing with bad guys. Are they still want to do that whole foo-foo thing with the bad guys? Bring them in, give them hugs and kisses, tell them how they know they had a bad childhood, and that gives them the reason or the right to do what they're doing now? come on, anytime you're ready.
I'm Lake County Sheriff Peyton Grinnell. Over the last month or so, I've had several phone calls from citizens in this county concerned about the number of overdoses related to...
Now, he's got five sheriffs with him. And one of the complaints was that they look like ISIS guys. Why? Because they have, like, ski masks on. Hey, I got a little news flash for some of you more ignorant people. Here's the deal. These are undercover police officers. Why would you want them standing there? with their faces in the open. To what? Why? To put their family at risk? Why don't you put your family at risk first? Why don't you do something that puts your livelihood and your family at risk, and then you can scream about them having ski masks on. Otherwise, shh, say nothing.
The heroin. I want our citizens to know that I am aware of this serious issue. I am asking our residents to please call and let us know if you know of a location that this poison is being pushed out to our streets. You can remain anonymous. To the dealers that are pushing this poison, I have a message for you. We're coming for you. As a matter of fact, our undercover agents have already bought heroin from many of you. We are simply awaiting the arrest warrants to be finalized. So, to the dealers, I say, enjoy looking over your shoulder, constantly wondering if today's the day. We come for you. Enjoy trying to sleep tonight, wondering if tonight's the night our SWAT team blows your front door off the hinges. We are coming for you. If our agents can show the nexus between you, the pusher of poison, and the person that overdoses and dies, we will charge you with murder. We are coming for you. Run.
I love it. It doesn't get any better than this. Now, there are I love this. There are departments across the country that think that this was over the top. Hopefully it's probably the same exact departments where the sheriff or the police chief is supporting and approving sanctuary cities. So what we need to do is find out what list of those police departments that are saying this is over the top, and what we need to do with them, we need to cross them off the list right away, because their opinion is of no consequence. Doesn't matter. Not interested. And mostly because you guys are okay with breaking the law. Now what, you want to coddle drug dealers? And I actually heard one, I don't know if it was an elected official. It might have been a representative to an elected official, who actually said that a lot of these dealers are not hardcore dealers. They're just people selling drugs just to feed their families. So again, see, it makes it okay. You notice how the left, they pretty much justify everything that's illegal, that somebody, you know, that they think somebody should get away with it. Why? Because they're feeding themselves. They're feeding their family, whatever. It's just nuts. We'll do more of this inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And I do mean that. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, paying attention to, dealing with, whatever, but you've chosen this one. So I really do appreciate that. Anyhow, you know, head up to the website. There's a lot happening up there as well. And you can buy these shirts. I don't know, you can see one behind me on the wall. It's hashtag stand. And the stand is, you know, stand for what's right for America. Stand for America's freedom. Stand for liberty. Take a stand. Don't be a quiet observer. Don't think that sending money to conservative groups makes you a fighter. Take a stand. Make sure the people in your area in the areas that you live in to get elected are true conservatives, just take a stand. It's really that simple. Do something. Don't hide in your house. Don't hide on Facebook, but actually do something. Anyway, so we played a clip from a Florida Sheriff's Department who said they've had it with the drug dealers in town. There's been an uptick in overdoses, heroin overdoses, and they're going to take a stand. And they're going to start going after the drug dealers big time. Now, they're not saying that there's not going to be help for those that are addicted, because they're not dealing with the addicts. They're dealing with the pushers. They're dealing with the dealers. So the sheriff's office in Lakeland County, which is mostly a rural area, just north of Orlando, Florida, the department's tack is what's being called a scare video featuring a glowering? Is that a real word? Wow. Sheriff, surrounded by ski mask-clad deputies, that has left tens of thousands of the internet commenters comparing the low-budget production to an ISIS video. Well, how could you do that? Because they spent a lot of money on theirs. To the dealers that are pushing this poison, I have a message for you, Sheriff Peyton Grinnell says. We're coming for you. That's terrible, isn't it? That's a terrible message to send to the thugs in your neighborhood. Isn't that terrible? The police know about you, and they're coming to get you. Grinnell's office says the masked men are undercover cops and their identity is being protected because they're working cases in the county. That's fine. He goes, our undercover agents have already bought heroin from many of you, he says on the film. We're simply awaiting the arrest warrants. The video understandably swept across the web after Grinnell's office posted it Friday. It's been watched by more than 500,000 times. The comments have not been kind to the sheriffs. I don't care, because only loons do the, comment on these kind of things. Look, when the AG came out today and said that, that's it, we're done, we're going to deal with you when you come over the border. If you come over illegally, you're going back, you're going to be arrested. If you come over multiple times, you're going to have federal charges levied against you. And what happened? The left went out of its mind. And we heard just a few minutes ago, Hillary Clinton said this is the opposite way to do it. You need to throw the doors open. We need to allow anybody who wants to work to come in. Apparently, she didn't get the message in November. I mean, the left still believes that the majority of Americans want the borders open. It's not true. And they'll throw phony numbers up and all kinds of stuff to get you to believe it. But it's not true. Is there any reason why sheriff's deputies who are public servants, paid from the public, have decided to wear, what do they call it? Face covering, like they belong to a terrorist cell. Nick Klein asks, why do your deputies look like ISIS militants? Are you the new sheriff of the Islamic State? I guess this is the type of community engagement we should expect when visiting Lake County? No thanks. Well, don't show up. This is the same moron that if he gets attacked by a drug dealer, is going to say, where's the police? Why didn't they protect me? Right? Come on, think about it. The same people screaming that the cops weren't there to protect the cops 20 minutes ago. Let me tell you what. You see, I get all excited. I'll tell you what. The cops won't need to be there if they get them on the front end. And it goes on to say, even if you put aside the optics of a U.S. law enforcement agency going full Zorro on camera, Grinnell's approach still doesn't make a ton of sense. Actually, yes, it does. Because these guys are going to see it, and they're going to have to think about what they want to do. Again, this is a left-wing paper slamming somebody trying to uphold the law, because that's not what they want. The science is clear in the heroin epidemic, and its roots aren't in the kind of street-level dealers that the Lake County Sheriff's Office proposes to destroy in epic SWAT raids. It will probably include lots of unnecessarily smoke bombs and militarized trucks. The root of the crisis are legal painkillers, such as OxyContin and Percocet. The deals who have pushed them are the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies. You know, again, demon. Now, I'm no friend of the pharmaceutical companies, so let's be clear about this. But it's too easy to demonize them. It's too easy to turn all the, you know, look at with the boneheads that want to approve dope all over the country. Who do they blame? They blame the old white guys like me that, you know, don't want them to have any fun and still don't understand how it works. And it's good for babies and it's good for people because it helps kill pain and all this other stuff. See, so we're made to be the bad guys. And then we get the drugs above and beyond that. They start saying, well, kids are going to experiment with drugs anyway. Most of them come from your medicine chest. Most of them come from a doctor. It's like, oh, my God, excuse after excuse after excuse why we shouldn't go after any of these people and or uphold these laws. So Grinnell's office, according to a comment here, says that the Lake County has many resource centers there to help addicts recover. And they want to know why he would be ramping up his war on heroin if they have so. Let me see. Let's wait till they get hooked, and that way we can have resource centers that are probably being provided money from taxpayer dollars. And then we have to clean up the mess afterward. Then we have to help this person who's already gotten hooked to get unhooked, if you would. And that really never really happens. Very small percentage. The amount of complaining that goes on by the left all over the place and simply wanting to uphold the law, to enforce a law, it's just amazing. Wow, I wonder if I have to do this story. See, this is what I was talking about the equality, non-equality. If I did this particular thing for men, they'd go nuts, right? A woman-only beer festival coming to Fort Lauderdale. Well, I think we should have a men-only beer festival in Los Angeles. What do you think? Huh?
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Yeah, you see I'm sitting, leaning in, because I can't see the screen that far away. And if you're listening somewhere and you can hop on Facebook, we usually have conversations between breaks where technically, it's not a conversation. I'm talking at you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And I'm trying to decide whether I want to do that financial one or hang in there with this. There's a lot of funny stories coming up. So I guess the Miami News, or the Miami Times is what it's called, apparently, from what I'm reading, you don't get much. I mean, them and Huffington Post must be cousins. You know what I mean? And in Fort Lauderdale, apparently they're going to have the nation's first woman-only beer festival. Now, I'd love to know what that looks like. Because usually, like during spring break, when I see all the young people, I mean, there's, I'll say boys and girls, because I don't know many men and women that act like that. You know, so, oh, that would probably help, wouldn't it? There you go. I hope that helps the board up. For the Memorial Day weekend, local beer lovers can raise their glasses, according to, I think this is hilarious. Imagine if I had all men's beer festival. Or maybe an all-Asian-only beer festival, or Italian-only beer festival. So on May 28th, the local women's advocacy group, the Femme Collective, will present the Femme Ale Brewfest. What event organizes? Is it white females only, or is it white and black? I mean, I wonder if they'll drill down to that level so I know who to send this out to. But event organizer and Femme Collective CEO, Francis Antonio Martineau, calls not only the South Floridas, but also the country's first craft beer festival celebrating women in the brewing industry. Organized in conjunction with the representatives from the Unite Us group, the event will feature only craft beer from breweries that are either owned
or operated by a woman or employ a female head brewer or brewmaster. Well, that's discriminatory, isn't it? The Female Brew Fest is unique because of its focus, says Antonio, who became inspired after seeing the 2016 documentary Dream Girl. For years, the women in this industry have been overshadowed by men. But with this event, some of the best female run breweries in the country will be in attendance, showcasing both their regular and seasonal products, making this the first and only festival of its kind in the U.S. So why wouldn't you just have, and I'm just asking a question, maybe I'm like really whacked here, but why wouldn't you simply have the best brewery contest or event or what have you in the area, and it doesn't matter whether you're male or female? Because here's the deal. If what you say is true, and I'm not saying it isn't, if you have females that are better than males when it comes to brewing, then it won't matter. Now, will it? You just pump it up, right? And when somebody loves the beer, well, what brewery did it come from? It came from ABC Brewery, who's, Michelle, whatever, is the head brewmaster there. Wouldn't that be true equality? Wouldn't that be the way to show? See, I think this does the opposite for you. What's wrong? You can't compete with the guys? I mean, seriously. I mean, we're constantly, and matter of fact, I'd like to see somebody from the gender neutral group, how they're going to deal with this, because they don't want you to be male or female. They want everything to be non-genderized. So this must be an affront to them. Let's hope they get so offended. They do a protest. They do an online protest. You see how ridiculous all this gets? We do these, if you're a new listener, we do these stories all the time, and it's hilarious. You've got groups that scream they shouldn't be male, female, anything. Then you got other groups that hardcore they want male, female. You got other groups that don't, they want male, female, transgender, whatever you're feeling for the moment. So truly, if you want to feel like the best brewmaster, in this case, wouldn't it make sense just to have, a best brewmaster contest in that area, and it wouldn't matter? So the overshadowing doesn't go away because you're the best female brewmaster at an all-female brewmasters group. That doesn't make you the best brewmaster, does it? And I don't drink beer, so I wouldn't know. You could put swill in front of me. Well, I wouldn't even know what it was. A Stanford University study showed that of 1,700 active breweries surveyed, only 4% had a female head brewer or brewmaster. However, consumer trend expert Nielsen reported that women account for 32% of Americans' beer consumption. Which, there's a direct correlation there, because if you're drinking it, you must know how to brew it now, right? Doesn't that make sense? God. Yeah, I drive a car. Therefore, I must know how to fix it, and I must know how to build one. This gets crazier and crazier. An entrepreneur and self-proclaimed longtime craft beer drinker, Antonio, says that these facts became increasingly evident the more beer festivals she attended, both locally and nationally, always on the lookout for avenues to promote and showcase women. She came up with the idea for the Femme Ale Brewfest. Now, this is after she realized how many brewmasters, female brewmasters, were in South Florida. Well, why do you think that is? Should somebody check that out? Do more end up there? Is there more of an opportunity for female brewmasters? Maybe there's less male brewmasters. Anybody look at that? I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out here. I think it's hilarious the way they do these things, and it's kind of like we're going to have the female brewmaster to show who the best brewmaster is. Well, it doesn't really show who the best brewmaster is. It only shows who the best female brewmaster is. Doesn't that make sense? All right. I'm Joe Messina. I didn't want to beat this to death. I just thought that was kind of funny. Because whenever this stuff comes up, anytime this stuff comes up, I always sit there and say, okay, how does this actually bring equality to the table? How does this actually make it so that everybody has the opportunity? I never understood some of this stuff. It didn't make much sense to me. Anyway, 855-732-5563. Well, you guys sent me a whole bunch of stuff. Come on, I just had it. Where did it go? I hate when this happens to me. Oh! Yeah, this is the one I want to start with. I almost backed away from it. Yeah, me, believe it or not. I almost backed away from it. Because it seemed to take a shot at Catholics. But it really doesn't. When you get into the story, you find out that's not the case at all. Now, Cardinal Zen, and I'll tell you who he is in a second, so hang tight, accuses Pope Francis of betraying Christ by allowing Communist China to select bishops. Now, I wasn't even aware that this was something that they did. Now, apparently, right now in China, it used to be that the Catholic Church had control over their bishops. But Pope Francis is making a deal with, or working on a deal, and I don't know how far along they are, to allow the Chinese bureaucrats to choose the bishops. And this cardinal, Joseph Zen, who's the former bishop of Hong Kong, is very, very, very upset. Now, he says about the Pope, he's wondering if he will eventually step over the line and create a controversy from which his papacy might never recover. He's already done a couple. This current Pope has already done some things that have even caused his own conclave to sit up and go, well, what? What did he say? And it's the way he says it sometimes, not necessarily what is meant. Now, this particular cardinal, Joseph Zen, he says that he's turning over the selection of Catholic bishops to the secular rulers of China. We'll do a little bit more of this on the other side of the break. It's to me, it's interesting. Because Scripture can't be twisted, and it can't be changed, and it can't be watered down. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me for real. Again, whether we're on the same page or not, I do very much enjoy the conversation. And I admonish you to make sure that you're actually having a conversation and not a shout fest at each other. That doesn't work. Now, if somebody, you can tell somebody's just arguing for argument's sake, that's a whole different animal. Then go ahead and beat on each other. I mean, it's, you know what? Once you get past the reason, you can now be unreasonable. Anyway, I'm going to get back to this because it's kind of intriguing to me, anyhow. And it's a good point. This Pope, to my Catholic friends, and I grew up Catholic, so nothing against the Catholics. But this Pope has made, you know, quite a few wrong comments. And I won't even say they're wrong comments. Sometimes it's just he doesn't understand the nuances in the language. And the way he says stuff sometimes is, and his team has to come out, and they have to clarify what he has to say on a regular basis. But this particular cardinal, Joseph Zen, a former bishop out of Hong Kong. Now he's had to grow up in that area. He's had to grow up under the rule of the Chinese, who are not big friends of religion in any way. And he's worried that the Pope is going to overstep again. He's going to screw things up again because of the way he understands things to be. Now, apparently, there's some conversation about the Pope handing over the selection of Catholic bishops to secular rulers in China. Now, remember, these are the guys that go back to the Vatican, too, to help, you know, put policy on the table, if you would. The Pope is accused of betraying Jesus Christ over a possible deal with China that will allow the communist government to select bishops, Joseph says. It's unprecedented. It undermines the authority of the Vatican. The Vatican chooses their leadership. The Pope should be choosing his leadership. Now, he goes on to say that China's most senior Catholic has blasted the Pope for potentially reapproachment between the Vatican and Beijing, comparing it to striking a deal with Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin. Cardinal Joseph Zen, the former bishop of Hong Kong, said any agreement the church makes with China would be betraying Jesus Christ amid a thaw and a more than six decades of bitter relations. Now, Cardinal Zen, 84, said that any agreement where Beijing would have a hand in approving clergy would be nothing more than a surrender. Right? What he's hoping, he said the best we could hope for is that the Chinese would leave the church alone, which I don't think they'll ever do, really. He says right now, Chinese Catholics are free to go to Mass, attend government-sanctioned churches. Did you catch that? They're free to go to Mass and attend government-sanctioned churches, but are barred from attempting to convert people into the religion. What does that mean? You tell somebody how happy you are being a Catholic? And what does that actually mean? And should a deal be struck and the government still be able to appoint bishops of their choice, the cardinal said, the gospel priests will still be influenced by the Communist Party. Can you imagine them going through the Bible line by line and deciding what can be said and what can't be? It's only the impression of freedom. It's not real freedom. The people sooner or later will see the bishops are puppets. And the official bishops are not really preaching the gospel, they're more preaching obedience to the communist authority. Now, think about that. I mean, but the Chinese are our friends, aren't they? We you know, they're little things. This is what I've been saying all along. It's not the major stuff. It's not the stuff that's in your face. You know, you watch a magician, you know people that are magicians. It's always the hand you're not watching. It's always where you think it's going to happen, always happens somewhere else. They're the masters of illusion, and that's what's going on here and in other places in the world. I know I shouldn't go here, but since it's been thrown at me so many times, right? The gassing of his people. I love how everybody, either the people on the right, the people on the left, everybody's struggling to find out, was it him or was it him? Why would he gas his own people? Why? So he could blame it on, I mean, this is really simple. Now, I'm not saying this is what he did. But some of you guys who think you've got it all figured out. Right? Why? You heard it earlier. With Corey Duncan. Why didn't they have gloves on? Why didn't they have this? Why didn't they do the? They weren't sticking the needles. I mean, I've heard all these things. They weren't really sticking needles in those kids to help them out because they were already dead and they knew it. And watch the white helmet. I get all this stuff. Besides, why would Assad do that to his own people? Why? So he could blame it on the rebels. So he could try to prove that he was the good guy. He's the guy they're coming after. He's the guy they're trying to make look like the bad guy. I mean, it could be a million reasons. I don't claim to know the answer. I'm just throwing... Hey, everybody else is throwing stuff out. Why can't I? That's all I'm saying. Is we're real quick to go look for the dark side of everything. Like, there's an underlying tone to everything. You know, evil is just evil, period. And it no longer needs a reason to be evil. We've almost given it... Over the last 8 years, we've given it a free pass. We've given evil the right to exist here. We don't push back on it. No, we really don't, because we don't want to offend anybody. Am I wrong? We don't want to offend anybody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see. Let's do another offended story, because they're so easy to find nowadays. I mean, seriously. So, apparently, let me see. Apparently, a student at the University of Maryland is claiming that mainstream fashion makes a mockery of the hippie movement. Who cares? I mean, I thought fashion was all, and I'm not, look at me, I'm not a fashion, what are they called? A fashionista? I could care less. I'm one of those guys that as I'm walking out of the house, his wife has to go, you're going out like that? That doesn't go together. Yeah. You tell me when a shoe...
I know.
Right. When things don't match and they don't look right. A mockery of a hippie movement because hippies vehemently opposed consumerism. So somebody who wasn't alive back then, who really didn't know what was going on, says because they've read that consumerism and commercialism was something the hippies weren't for, then the fashion world shouldn't be. Well, listen, we need to shut off your water because a lot of them don't believe in showering either. A lot of them didn't believe in having the military. You know, that whole make love, not war thing. I mean, there's so many things that you don't know about the hippie movement and what they were doing. In an op-ed piece, the Diamondback senior Aya Sabai asserts that the modern fashion industry selfishly steals hippie clothing to make money while ignoring the larger implications of the hippie movement, calling it a great irony. The hippies, look, do you really think that the fashion of the hippies is based on non-commercialism? Do you really think that a lot of them didn't go into stores and buy the stuff that they were wearing? The moccasins? Do you think they all made their own moccasins? Seriously? From somebody who barely got a diapers herself, doesn't understand what it was all about? This is hilarious. Think of all the commercial and capitalistic stuff they took advantage of. It's just like you guys today who scream about the poor Chinese people that are forced to work for $25 a week. You scream about all these companies that have so much money. Well, all the while you run around with iPhones and iPads made by companies that are making people work for, you know, $50 a week, putting four people in a 10x10 bedroom from a company that has more money than any three major companies combined, more money in the bank, fluid, than the government in the United States. And yet, you hate big corporations. It only tells you one of two things. You're either a hypocrite or brain dead. Seriously. You argue about this stuff. You don't want to be any part of this stuff, yet you help put money in the pockets of those same corporations that you scream about. And you buy all these. You talk about not wanting to be caught up in consumerism. I see you guys walking around with Apple Watches and Samsung Watches tied to your phones. You've got the latest phone. I don't know what the latest phone for Samsung is. You know, the S8, the S6, the S7. I don't even know. I can't keep up anymore. And the iPhone 7 just came out. Now they're coming out with the iPhone 8, and you guys will be in line to grab that one. It's hypocrisy. It's just hypocrisy. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Check out the website, realside.com. I got stuff to sell up there. Hey, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.